Did you put it in?
Yes, I did. This is the one that they have inside already. I had to take it out and put it in. It's in there, I promise you.
Okay, cool. All right, Dan.
Day 27.
Of what? Isolation?
Of quarantine. Of social isolation.
Mrs. I don't know if I should care more about you. I don't know if I should care more about you.
A week ago, I was like, I'm so nonchalant about it, but I'm not scared of the virus itself, even though I am, because someone told me that it's peak for people with asthma. And since then...
Oh, now you care.
Now I care.
Didn't matter. Didn't because matter when people over 80 was dying.
My... But knowing the way life is set up, I would get sick, bro. If anyone is to get sick, we will know it'd actually be me. I'll just be the unlucky person. Then and I'll again, get it twice. Because again. You can get it twice now.
What?
It's mutating, apparently.
Oh, yeah, there's two versions of it. Somebody got both of them at once. Like, right. He had both at once. That's the only way that they clocked that there was two strands of it. Because this guy came in with both. That's how they clocked that there was two types of it.
Bye. And then the guy in Japan, he fully recovered, and then he got it again.
After that's a mad thing. But shouldn't it be like, I swear, like, isn't that the way that, like, vaccinations and that work? Like, once you get it once, your body,
that's
like...
That's the thing. That means there are multiple types. There's different strains, which makes it worse.
So he got a different type?
Yes.
Okay.
Because apparently he had fully recovered. And now there's a baby being born with it.
No. I didn't hear about that. Still.
Yeah, like, it was, like, last week.
A baby. I saw a pregnant lady when I was going to the station. I was thinking, Rala, what happens if they get it?
No, she gave birth, and then they tested it immediately, and then he had it because she had it. So he was born with it.
That's so mad. That is so mad.
You lot that are going out, yeah? There's actually no need.
Can't lie, I'm one of them people. I don't care.
No.
Not gonna offend me.
Not you. I mean, going out. Because why are you going out? Why are you going clubbing in this climate?
Oh, yeah. But it's
bruv, work's gonna continue till they say so, and they're not gonna stop. Only certain companies are closing and paying their employees.
Do you think simple?
Of course, simple.
Jobs that, of course that I've done, do you think they're going to pay me?
Of course not. Not them ones. But Apple, Urban Outfitters, there's like 8 or 9 companies that are closing and paying their people.
Do you know, this is where YouTube reviews are going to go through the roof. Everybody's chilling at home. Everyone's going to be doing nothing, just flipping, watching shit online. Them are not going to make money.
No, I'm not. The thing is, I'm a bit, Nike are closing. Let me tell you right.
Really?
Yeah.
Nike. But you can still order online, though.
Yeah.
Nike. So, they're going to have some people working, then.
Yeah, but compared to how many people are just, like, they don't, are, like, coming into randoms every single day.
So is every other flipping retailer, but they don't give a toss.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about the companies that flipping. Actually care.
Are you dumb? And they have the audacity to not have, like, simple, like, we don't even get gloves.
Lush.
Gloves, hand sanitizer. I'm supposed to just be serving any customer anyhow when they're all coughing up in my area. No. No, and they're all flipping old people, bruv. So I know they got it. Dusty old people. And they come with a flip. What's that thing called that you cover your mouth with?
A mask.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
It's just a mask.
Yeah, those things. Everybody's wearing it. Like, you're the one that has it. What do you mean you're wearing it?
No. If you don't have it, there's not. If those surgical ones, they're not doing anything for you.
You know, if anything, it's bad.
It's better to wear the mask if you have it, but you should not be anywhere near other people if you have it. So, really and truly.
What are you doing?
Exactly. Because why are free Italians going to Cuba for holiday and now sending it to Cuba, which is nice and isolated on the other side of the world?
You see what Ronaldo did? He bought his own island. I rate that. But he is doing this thing
It's a fake news.
Oh. I really tried to research it, but I kept seeing it everywhere.
It's fake news. He didn't do that.
He should, though. He's got enough bread to do it.
I mean, mind you said, let me just quickly cop a little island in Madeira. You dumb. Crazy.
Shit.
I've got the link to see how many confirmed cases are in each borough.
Bruh, man said borough. Yeah. I just had a simple which country has what.
I know, I've got boroughs. And I checked last night. We can go for a couple. But no, I'm not. The virus. 80% of the population is a bit mad.
Yeah.
Because 80, do you know what 80% of the population is? And the experts, they're just saying like, yeah, like millions of people are going to die.
Yeah, they said 500 million people will die. Not here, just, yeah.
Would. Are you deep in what,
500 million in only here?
What percentage of the population even is that?
80%, yeah. So, that's I'm pretty UK, sure... Though.
That's UK only. The 80% yeah, is UK. Yeah,
that's the only thing that's going to affect us. Shit.
No, because I've got a flight to attend to in July.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't lie. My holiday in August, I forget. They was emailing us being like, oh, we might not, you know.
No, my parents were arguing about it because my dad's not cancelled that trip for shit. But mom's like, no, because they said that... everyone coming from Spain, France, Italy, and a third country in Europe. I want to say, I forgot, but four European countries. But
did
didn't
you say
include
France?
I did say France, but it didn't include the UK. They said anyone who was going in, they were going to be quarantined straight away from the airport for 14 days. And my mum isn't on that. Because UK eventually is going to be put on that list because they're fucking up. Because Boris Johnson said, fuck them kids.
What kids?
Boris Johnson just said, fuck them.
Who?
Did you not see his statement where he was meant to say every that day, I think it was, I want to say it was Friday, I could be wrong though, it was meant to be the speech where he announced like, yeah, schools are going to get closed, all of that, but instead he said people are going to die and you know you have to kind of ride it out. That's what he said.
Oh shit, I found this video. Let me show you this video. Where is it? But it doesn't actually matter what he says because schools are actually closing anyways.
Yeah. But still, did you not see the video of the man coming in from Milan and he recorded his process of coming back in? They didn't do any health checks. They just let them slide through like any other day.
That's mad.
Through, I think it was it looked like Heathrow. And he was literally saying, let me find that video right fucking
even
now.
I saw alright, so Ethiopia have their own airlines.
Yeah. You know so where they leave is where the Colombian ones leave. At Heathrow.
Where they leave?
Yeah.
What like
the gate. You know how where you have to check in and put your bags? The Colombian one and the Ethiopian ones always are in the same place.
I think it's because their flight time is like basically almost the same. But, like, I think Ethiopian Airlines are, like, one of the only ones that are still accepting flights. You know, like, to go to chat to Asia.
Oh, okay.
And they must have had... There was this video and it was showing, like, the process of how they get... So, as soon as they land, as soon as the plane lands, there's people on the, like... The plane lands now and then they can't... And they check. They have those, you know...
Yeah.
I don't even know what you call them, but it checks your temperature.
Yeah.
and like each person, and then they have health checks everywhere they wherever they've been the past 14 days, blah blah blah, all of that. If they feel any type of iffy, no, you're not coming in. So that's how they should be doing it here, and that's there. That's a whole, what, big London, big UK, you can't do that.
Calm.
How much?
We'll do it three boroughs.
Let's
start with Southwark.
Yeah, dusty Southwark.
There are 30 cases in Southwark out of a local population of 317,256.
Okay.
And that was last updated yesterday at 9 a.m.
Yesterday at 9 a.m.
Yeah, there were 30 cases.
But yesterday alone, like, how many people died? But go on.
But we're doing Southwark.
Yeah, go on.
Lewisham has 11 cases.
Wasn't Lewisham the first one?
No, it wasn't. It was North West.
Oh. Rah. North West.
Yep. 12 cases in Harrow. Wandsworth, 17. Lambeth, 26.
26?
Yep.
What? Not in my Lambeth.
13 in Hackney. 9 in Tower Hamlets. 35 in Westminster.
I was about to say, what about them?
They have Westminster. The most, they have the most.
Do you know what Westminster is?
Central.
35.
Yeah. What's another on that list? I've done Lewisham. I've done Hackney. I've done Harrow. 13 cases in Greenwich.
That's mad. How many do you have altogether then? In London. Let's see, London.
Oh, okay, they have it all here. Hold on. 7 in Camden, 1 in Croydon. It's because they're so far.
Oh, yeah. See, that's my type. That's calm.
1 in Enfield.
Guess I'll just stay on that side.
6 in Essex. But this is old because they're telling me 1 in Hackney. Nope.
Okay. Bruv, they're lying. They don't know how much it is. They don't know.
Because
they're not going to test.
They're not going to test NHS workers.
You're not going to test people that come into contact with sick people.
They said they're not going to test.
Makes sense. Make it make sense.
In the document that got leaked, they said they're not going to test them.
And what? So do they expect it to be contained? They think the virus is going to be contained?
They want us dead. They really want us dead.
Bro, let me even find this video, man. Goddamn. Oh, please tell me I saved it.
Okay, found an article. Why frontline health workers may not be tested for corona, even if they have symptoms.
Huh?
Even if they have symptoms.
Why? Sorry, just... Start rewind. Say again?
Because there simply isn't the capacity to do so.
But all them other countries, what country was it? They're testing every single person. I can't remember where, but
it's most of them. It is most of them.
So why can't the UK do that?
Because Boris Johnson wants us dead, bruv.
I hope he catches it then.
And they're saying that they kind of want, apparently they're talking to Uber Eats and Deliveroo because they want the elderly to be in self-isolation for 4 months. Something that has been proven to show that like isolation kills old people. They want them there for 4 months, and so they want to talk to like Uber Eats and Deliveroo to kind of bring them the shit they need, their groceries and whatnot. And they're trying to, it's actually all mad.
There was one
they're
country
saying lock up the old people for 4 months, the ones who vote for him. Not gonna lie,
that's calm.
Jeremy Corbyn could never. Oh my gosh. And yep, to last until spring 2021.
Get out, bro.
You think this
get
is,
out.
You think this get is out. Gone next week?
Get out.
We're here for long.
Get out.
Coronavirus said we're here for a long time, not a good time, bro.
Oh shit. Listen.
Of a widespread outbreak of coronavirus. We follow the four stages.
Oh no. You have to listen to this shit properly.
We'll last until next spring.
Good evening. The government has published a detailed plan for what would happen in the event of a widespread outbreak of coronavirus.
We follow the four-stage strategy.
What's that?
In stage one, we say nothing is going to happen.
Stage two, we say something may be going to happen, but we should do nothing about it.
In stage three, we say that maybe we should do something about it, but there's nothing we can do.
Stage four, we say maybe there was something we could have done, but it's too late now.
Mothers, this is what's going to happen. And it's happening. Not even this is what's going to happen. It's happening.
That's why schools are closing, because really and truly, who cares about what this matters?
Is happening.
As many as 80% of the population in the next 12 months.
Wait. Can you search what the percentage of people under 50?
How many? What, dead or affected?
No. Just like out of the population, what percentage of people are under the age of 50?
Worldwide? UK?
UK. Well, that London. That's what I really care about. Wait, that 80%, what is that for? UK or?
UK.
Okay, then do UK then.
We'll get coronavirus.
Cancel this year's GCSEs and A-levels.
No!
If schools disrupted, says top academy.
Have you seen everything that they're saying? They're saying they're gonna delay it till autumn, and then
but that's gonna mess up everything because exactly they're gonna be behind.
Everything. And then someone else is saying that they're gonna make everyone, whether it's GCSEs, whether it's A level, whether it's uni, retake that year. So supposedly,
do you think? No. No, I did everything within the time, the correct time. You think this virus will stop me? Nah.
Do you know what I would do? If I hear retake, I'm taking a gap year and coming back for a second year.
No, I'm not coming. No, you better just give me the degree. That's it. I don't want to hear shit. Are you dumb? I went through all of that shit. All of that shit for them to tell me to retake. No, I might as well have done A-levels that was easier then, if you're going to set me back a year anyways.
What?
Do you understand what I'm saying? I did maths A-level. Now hold on. I done maths A-level, yeah?
Did I hear you want to retake A-levels?
Hold on. What I'm saying is, they're going to set me back a year now. So when I was doing my A-levels, when that first year came, results came, yeah? I could have changed to subjects that was easier if I'm going to be a year behind anyways. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I went through all of that.
I'm not gonna lie, it's so painful.
Only to be held back. If anyways,
A levels, they must be. I'm so sorry, but
nah, no. Retake, you know, that's funny. Hilarious. Tesco, Sainsbury's, Morrison's, M&S issue.
They all urgent told everyone food recall, calm the full fuck list down. Of
items here.
You know?
They're recalling shit, bruv. Wait, let me see this.
Lidl's
empty, fam. Empty. Lidl's done. Finished. No. What the hell? What are these people talking about now?
That's my... I'm not going to lie. People who are doing this bulk buy, you're fucking dumb. And you're moving very stupid.
I'm not going to lie. I just did it, fam. I don't...
Why are you bulk buying? Because why can't people now not find formula? Baby wipes. Basic pad and tampon, bruv. Gone. Toilet paper, gone.
I'm not gonna lie, them stuff like that can be easily resolved because you need deep it. Them things only came about like just flipping wash, just wash.
But we're in 2020.
Tissue, just get some water.
My child should not be suffering formula for why? Because people are moving mad.
But there's breastfeed.
Everyone can breastfeed.
You'll learn today. Shit. What is this? A little shop in East London was left with empty shelves and long queues after panic buying. Oh my days. But it's calm though. It's calm. At least we get to, you know, move. I'm really intrigued that summer was going to start now, so it's not like we wasn't going to be at home anyways.
What do you mean?
Like,
I was always going to be at home regardless. Uni is done in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You basically
I live at home regardless.
Nah, you don't say. You say, I live at home.
People tell me to stay in. Where am I going to go? I never go out anyways.
Man.
Death rate, confirmed cases. 0 to 9-year-olds, no fatalities. 10 to 19-year-olds, 0.2. 0.2 for 20 to 29, 0.2 for 30 to 39, 0.4 for 40 to 49, 1.3 from 50 to 59, 3.6 for 60 to 69, 8% for 70 to 79, and 14.8% of 80 plus.
So we good then.
And more of them, most of them have been men. It's 4.7% of confirmed.
Can we just deep cases yeah that they men. Did, they did say that, it this thing affects people more with asthma or like any respiratory.
Yeah, cardiovascular issues. Disease, diabetes, chronic respiratory disease, hypertension, or cancer.
And yet still people are telling me, can I have this cigarette? Can I have this? Did you not? And then they have the flipping mask on. What are you doing? You're walking contradiction. Get off it, man. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, shit. Let me even read this email that they sent us. Stupid. What did they say? They went from moderate risk to high risk.
And they said there have been many fake news over social media that there have been several confirmed cases in our uni. La 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 la. There's only been one. And one is bad enough, my friend.
I'm dumb. Let me even read this dumbass email for them. Dear Mary, the UK Chief Medical Officer has raised the risk level from moderate to high. And I want to update you on the preemptive steps that we are taking as a university to protect our staff and students against the spread and the impact of the virus. We have had one student who's been confirmed as tested positive for COVID-19. We understand that this news will be extremely concerning. Nah, you don't flipping say. Are you dumb? The university, what is it? And we want to provide as much support, advice, and guidance. Bro, we don't need no flipping guidance. We just need the school to be done. It's not even, it doesn't even say yet. It's closed, effective immediately. It says.
But no.
It says.
They said our campus, home to hundreds of students, remains open.
Remains open. And it even, it says, face-to-face modes of teaching, supervision, and academic support will be suspended this week. Well, not today, as of when they found out. No, from Monday the 23rd of March. You people are tap, bro. That's why I stopped going from. I stopped going from time.
You know how apparently in Italy they've been singing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they've been doing up fitness classes from their balcony.
Yeah, that's so cute.
And then Alhan asked, what song do you think everyone would sing on their balconies in London? So somebody said, talking
about. That we live.
You think they're singing that?
That would be live.
Somebody was like, just want to make absolutely clear that if anyone tries this on my estate, I'll be reporting you to Lewisham Council's antisocial behaviour team.
Oh, shut up. I love it. That would be fun. What do you mean? I don't mind. Would you rather just be sitting in your house? Boring, fam. Like, I can do that, but only so many days that flipping. Like, imagine that, like, a whole London month without leaving your household.
No one's just gonna chill on their balconies, bruv. London isn't like that.
Not chill on your balcony, but shit. Don't go out of your way to make a complaint if you hear it.
They will. It's London.
I'm trying to see how long I'm gonna be able to work for. Be raking some extra hours.
Do you see, do you know why Jeremy Corbyn is my PM? Because he's the MP for Islington, the borough. And then they've done, Jeremy Corbyn's constituency has set up a task force to support homeless people and rough sleepers during this pandemic.
Yeah, that's mad for them.
Exactly. Self-isolation, where can they go? Just chilling.
And where they do, it's not like they were flipping, rushing to wash their hands. You can't even shower, let alone. Oh yeah, did you see this? Iceland store open early for older shoppers. There's this at 1 hour.
Yeah.
That's so cute. But that's in Northern Ireland, not flipping here, fam. You think anybody will respect it? If anything, now they've heard this news, they're going to go specifically in the hour.
Or like how I saw on Twitter, this, it was like my husband was going to go like do the shopping for their like neighbours who were elderly next door. And then he must have started chatting shit about Boris Johnson and how he's handling it so horribly. And then turns out that his neighbour kind of was a Tory. So he kind of said, fuck off, I'm not doing no shopping for you. But yeah, this is here to stay apparently.
Yeah, be people are even still making a business out of this. You know how they bulk buy stuff and they sell it on Amazon?
Oh yeah.
Like the customer must have been on the phone while I was serving him, yeah. He's on the phone to his sister, yeah. And he was like, well, I can't find any, there's no tissue here. And she's like, no, don't worry, I bought some off Amazon.
But there's two types of people as well, because this couple had a shop and they bought like 2k worth of like gloves and anti thingy wipes, and they would just were giving it out for free for anyone who came to the shop. And then there's these other people who are doing their bulk buying and selling it for extortionate prices.
The little kid that got excluded was selling the square for 50p.
Yeah, that's smart. I must have gone to a pharmacy earlier this week in Central, and I was talking to this guy, and then we just obviously discussing Corona and whatnot, and then he was like, you know when those, you know how there's people who are job swaps and they take their job way too serious,
yeah,
and then there's others that really couldn't give a fuck, like I'm here to get my money and go. He was one of them ones. He was like, how much do you think we're selling antibacterial thing for? I said £10. He said 15 for 30 mil. £15. And then
15 for 30 mil?
£15 in a pharmacy in Central. And then how people have come in complaining that it's too expensive. And what can he do? He spoke to his boss and told her, like
this is in a pharmacy? Like a what?
Like a pharmacy.
What's it called? Like, is it a big name one or is it just a normal?
It's just a pharmacy where you go get your prescription.
I know, but like, they're like boots.
No.
Just a
pharmacy. Individual. Yeah. Okay. And then he went and told his boss, and she was like, no, we're keeping it at that price.
When that's a mad
reading thing, truly, man. He said that he would give it out for free for anyone. But these lot are trying to.
People just steal that shit. How about that?
Yeah.
People steal shit.
£15 for 30 mil.
Who was I talking to? Someone. Oh man, I can't remember now. But like, I really can't remember what she said. Something like she went shopping, yeah, and she had some stuff that she found in the shop in her basket. Oh, rice and pasta is gone as well. She had that in her basket, and then she just left it there. She was in the line. She left it there to go and get it's something gone. Else. Gone. That shit was gone. That's so.
No, I think that needs to happen like immediately, or we're not gonna make it to spring next year, bro. Yeah.
Hmm.
Like everyone needs to calm the fuck down. If you're young, cool, you're safer. But it's the people. Why are you going out? Just cool off for a week or two. It's okay. Like, yeah, I mean, go out at night.
Then people do that spot, like jobs and stuff like that.
I don't mean them. I don't mean if you're working, if you're going uni or whatnot. I mean the people
that are just going out
for drinks. Said activity, let's go bowling for what? Just keep it, stay low key for a week or two, maybe more. Because if you don't, like Julie said, Julie said it so well. Let me play that right now.
She's like a wise old lady.
Who, Julie?
Yeah.
I love Julie. I actually love her.
So even though I hate being the person who speaks as if they know everything on the internet, I feel like there's information that we don't have right now as a people that we should have, because I think it's going to help us make better decisions. And I think we need to make really good decisions right now. So from the research that I've been doing, the people I've been talking to, from what I understand, in about 10 days, a lot of people in the United Kingdom are going to realize that they have coronavirus. At that moment, I think a lot of people are going to realize that 10 days ago, today, they shouldn't have gone to their meetings, they shouldn't have gone to the party they went to, they shouldn't have gone to that hot desking place that they frequent, they shouldn't have been around other people, because they're going to realize in those moments they either caught the virus or had the virus and passed it on to someone. devastating part of that realization is the amount of people they have seen and have been in contact with. In 10 days, when we start to realize who is infected with this virus, a lot of us are going to be fine, but there will be people who won't be able to recover from. So even though I hate being the person who's having the virus,
just, it's not by force. Just
chill.
Chill for a bit. It's not gonna kill you.
But on the other side, we do need to deep that it's there's a 97% survival rate.
It's not about dying though. I'm not scared to catch it, and I don't think I'm gonna die from this. I don't think anyone cold. I know is We're gonna good. Die from it. Touch wood. It's just don't need to now go and get sick unnecessarily. We could have stayed home. It's not the dying. I don't think I'm gonna die from it. And then that's
we
what
might. Shit. If Boris is still in charge, we might be like, no, we're not quarantining anybody anymore. Imagine.
Come here, pick me up and make me leave my house. Twat. But no, everyone just needs to cool off. Especially when it's dumb things that you can fucking, what's the word? You can reschedule. You're just going for drinks. You can't do it next week, no? When concerts and festivals, bruv, Afro Nation, gone.
Obviously.
Exactly. Everything's getting cancelled. There's no large
gatherings.
Good. For your own good. Just stay home for a bit. Because more time, if people continue acting like everything's calm, going out, it's just going to take longer to go away.
Yeah.
We want to see someone.
Oh, please.
I want to see someone. I want to be outside. I want to enjoy
my birthday. Please. Like, that's all I wanted to do. Just go on holiday for my birthday this year. But, fam, it's not looking like it's going to happen. I can't even go on my normal holiday, in flipping August.
No, it's not
going to happen. But, at the same time, there's still airlines still flipping selling them tickets. Hella cheap, though. To go to Milan and come back. £40. No, I just searched in it for fun. I was just thinking, obviously they're on this.
When they locked down that northern side, my cousin lived there. So she just recently had a baby, less than a month ago. And her parents live on one side, so her mom had to quickly go to her, stay with her, before the lockdown happened. Because they wouldn't have been able to see each other. And she needs help because there's a child and that.
That's mad.
She's got now two toddlers, a year apart.
Yeah. I have aunties there. Three of them, they live there.
So
two of them live in Milan. The other one lives somewhere else.
Yeah, mine live in Milan.
But it's mad. But they sound like they're calm though. We're on the phone to them, they're like, yeah, we're good.
We're just at home.
So they're not panicking.
Because they're at home. They've done what they can do.
It's true.
It's quite easy. You just have to stay in for a bit. Because if people are just going out. I didn't even want to come here today, mate. But if people are just going out for dumb reasons, then you're just dragging it out. Everyone's just dragging it out. And I really want to see someone. I want to be... I just want to be outside, taking in the fresh air, in a park somewhere, not wearing a mask. Or gloves.
And the weather's actually
I
want to
jump on a Santander bike without having to.
The weather's actually starting to get better as well.
Exactly.
which is a sad part.
7 month summer. Now that's been made to be 8. Because everything's getting delayed to October. Mate, I looked for... and
so, like, what's wrong? What's going on for the, like... Are we going to start in, like...
What?
Like, uni, like... Okay, fine. We finished now. Lucky it happened, like, when we was about to finish anyways.
Yeah.
But...
Everything's getting delayed to October. But they still don't know what they're going to do with, like, exams and that.
Like, because what if people... I mean, it's justified if people actually flop their exams.
What do you mean?
If people flop their exams now, like, everyone's got a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Like, lectures here and there, like... Some online is not the same thing, because our uni don't have that thing where that you can actually see a lecture from before. So you're looking at slides that've got like 1-2 words on them. So you're basically teaching yourself.
Mm.
So what I think should happen is that we should get a discounted rate for this year. Instead
actually,
of paying 9K.
I'll give them a burn option. They can charge me the normal 9K. Do you know what? Student finance needs to run normal because I want my third drop in the next month.
What's the problem? They can't.
They can double that.
What?
That's my.
The virus does not affect a transfer.
They'll try that though.
No,
allow
it.
They'll try some bullshit excuse. I want my money to drop, and they want to give me compensation, like 50% of that. I'm cool. That's me set for the summer indoors.
Is it like? We're gonna be. That's actually. You won't have to spend money now. I'm deep in it. I'm like, don't even mind. You know,
exactly.
Like, I'm not gonna spend.
Temi tweeted that this morning. Everyone should take this time to save their coin and hibernate, and do their little financial plan for the rest of the year because the third quarter is done.
Like now, the last week I was looking at my my online banking. Yeah, I spent £1.50 in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks. £1.50. I don't mind, you know. I don't mind.
Look at me. I would have gone to my assessment. I would have been at my assessment now.
Oh, yeah.
And then they sent an email. Then they sent another one, like, a couple hours later. Please. If you have been in contact with anyone with any symptoms or you have had any symptoms, don't come. Please don't come. But that's another thing. I'm looking for work now. That's all. No one's thinking about hiring anyone now. What's the point?
Obviously.
So all my applications that I do every day, what's the point? But I'll continue. I continue reapplying.
I'm glad I bagged my one before this shit got like deep.
It's true. You go on perfect timing.
Yeah.
Even if I'd gone to the assessment hour today, I would have waited till May.
Yeah, they dragged out everything for no reason. And
for no reason.
That job is not even going to happen now anyways.
Because what matches are there? Football's gone. Basketball's gone. Everything's gone.
Oh, shit. The manager has it, you know?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. One of the Portuguese players had it. And that's why Ronaldo said he's not going back into Portugal. That's why he said, you don't see me. I'm not even entering the country. But football does need to come back, I'm not going to lie, because everyone's lost light onto our... They don't know what to talk about. They bring up dumb statements again, because they have nothing to talk about. Because football's gone and basketball's gone. They're lost, everyone's lost. Even I miss football and I don't watch it like
that. That's what I'm saying, YouTubers, release your videos. People will
it's
be
true.
Watching.
It's true.
Fam, this is actually the perfect time. You're gonna be at home sitting down and money will enter your bank account. Your views will go up.
Yeah, certain people, there's self-employed. Like, some self-employed, they're gonna be fine, like the YouTubers and that. But then there's other sort of self-employed people
they're gonna suffer. Yeah. Like all these, you know, like online
writers. Things that get like hired for other companies or blogs and things like that.
They'll be good though.
They won't, because they have to actually work with do meetings and stuff, and they can't. Everything's put on hold for those kinds of
things. But there's some things they can get around, like meetings.
Yeah,
you can do like flipping Skype, bruv. Let's bring that back. Yeah. Skype, FaceTime, even. Them things there, you can get around that. But other things like...
Tolly and Nego Tree must have tweeted that today. Like, let me read his tweet out right now. Nego said this morning, coronavirus fucked up my money, life of a creative / freelancer. Venue after venue, event after event, I still want my pay.
Yeah, because it's not fair though. Then what do they do? Because they're
self-employed and their bills are coming.
They're
like, still in it.
They still got to pay the bills.
Italy, they said halt for mortgages, all of that. They're going to be put on hold whilst they're in lockdown and whatnot.
But do you know why? Do you know why? Do you know why? Do you know why? This dickhead, yeah. This is why he hasn't put shit on lockdown. This is why he hasn't put shit on lockdown.
Because that child of yours is coming. You're preparing.
He don't want that people wedding, to not.
He's engaged. Is that one tax money?
He wants people. He doesn't want to give an excuse. Because when that happens...
Do you know what, though? He's gone. This is a harsh way, but...
Oh yeah,
these people
this.
Had to see he ain't coming back. The fuck?
I don't even know how he got there in the first place.
I do, but the ones who voted, they won't be here. They won't be here.
Yeah, they definitely. That's the reason why he didn't want to do that. Because imagine. London, UK, they would never, I can't imagine that. If anything, I'm getting flipping emails from like my different banks here saying, oh, you know what, interest rates have gone down. If you want to borrow money due to the if you're not working. So I'm supposed to borrow money and be in
these
debt now.
People, am I going to starve this session? Oh, that's what we were talking about in economics last week, because I was still there. For that exam.
Everybody's forgot about Brexit.
Brexit? Who?
They've actually forgot about it.
Coronavirus effects.
Why do they call it 19 though?
That's their little scientific shit. COVID.
I'm pretty sure it was here from last year.
Yeah, someone said that, like, if anyone remembers, like, that time in November, December, and everyone was ill.
I was one of them, too.
Yes, you were.
I was horribly sick, like, for a good 3 or 4 weeks.
No,
and
everyone,
I know people
I do remember
in my
that.
Workplace that was sick as well.
Mm. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because it doesn't just appear out of nowhere, but someone decided to eat your bat, and here we are suffering.
Where did it come from, dude? That's what I want to know.
The bat. It's found in bats.
Who the hell is eating a bat?
They have bat soup in China. That's why it started there. Like, have you not seen that disgusting picture? Let me show you right now why this is happening.
Because somebody wanted to eat something you're not really supposed to eat.
Let me fucking show you.
Wow. So they leave the bat inside it and put water around it. This is what
it's
call soup.
Supposedly a delicacy.
Wow.
Okay. And the thing that's making everyone sick is found commonly in bats. And this is, and there was like, they found it in a specific market or whatnot in that place that I can't pronounce in China, where it originated. What do you think about all these books predicting this? Have you seen that as well?
No.
There was this book written, I'm going to try and find it, written in like the 80s. And it was like, it talks about this pneumonia-like virus that's going to come in 2020. And it's going to be called this. And they name...
The actual name?
They name it the city in China, that Wuhan one. They name it that. And it's in a book. Let me show you. Hold on. I've showed you the bat book predicting coronavirus. That video of Cardi B.
Damn.
It's called Here We Are. It's called End of Days. by Sylvia Brown. Written, when's it written? In a 1981.
But deep it, dude. This is actually like 2020. Like, it's a whole new decade. Like, I was so hyped for New Year. Like, yeah, New Year, new decade.
In around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived. Attack again 10 years later.
Let's hope that that is true as well.
Attack again 10 years later and then disappear completely. They call the stuff Wuhan 400 because it was developed at their RDNA labs outside of the city of Wuhan, and it was the 400th viable strain of man-made microorganisms created at that center. Man-made. Wuhan 400 is a perfect weapon.
Man-made, did it say?
Yeah.
I bet you, flipping channel. Population control.
Population control. I wouldn't be surprised, you know. I just want a Black Mirror episode. Black Mirror needs to come. So yeah, that was written in
1981. Mm-hmm. That wasn't even that long ago.
That was long enough. That was 40 years.
And it's going to hit again in 10 years. Mm-hmm. 2030. Mm-hmm. We said it today, innit? Wow. And it's going to vanish. Well, let it vanish then. I hope it vanishes quick. Preferably before our birthday, please.
I'm sorry, but Princess Cher, let me show you what she's been doing in her story. This girl's been dressed like she's in a lab herself.
Where did you even get that from?
I don't know where she
was. What the hell?
And she walks around with these yellow gloves and a mask around her in house. Oh, Princess is funny, man.
Well.
But yeah, I honestly didn't want to talk about coronavirus any longer, but here we are, well, and it's here to stay. God forbid. Well. No, but like this, everyone like this, till next year? No.
That's too long. I don't think it's going to be that long. No, can't be. It actually can't be. And this retaking business, they better take that out of the equation fast.
Why are you talking about retaking business?
Retaking
business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant the subject.
No,
they can't. Because they need at least to for uni. Do you know what?
Stop.
I don't even know. Just make everyone know. If you stay home, it'll be fine, okay? Fuck.
Everyone
just
stay
in
home.
You lot just going out for banter. It's okay. It's okay.
You will
get your drinks. You will get your. There's no need. Just hold on. Ugh. Because that's why it's going to drag. If people like just. That's how it's going to die out eventually. Just stay home, man. Listen to Julie.
what's the most recent virus before this one that was like actually like a mad thing? Let me see.
Swine flu or
Ebola. That was in a mad thing.
Whichever came first. It was either bird flu, swine flu, or Ebola.
Let me see. Before Corona.
Coronavirus, and overall, Cardi's hilarious.
What is she saying?
She's just trying bare. Let me find the video.
God
acid on tour. That's so true. And that's what I'm talking about when, like, self-employed people, all them people with, like...
Yeah, because AliExpress got locked off till September.
That's so mad. See? This is why you need to save. But I'm always talking about saving for shit like this. Because, look, all you men that rely on that check-to-check shit, look, you're going to be suffering now. Okay, the 12 deadliest viruses on Earth. Okay.
Still more people have died from the, like, the common flu.
Yeah, that's mad. Okay, I see Ebola. Yeah, Ebola.
Yeah.
Rabies. HIV, smallpox. I don't even know how to say that.
If you found the cure, okay, I saw this.
Influenza.
Yeah, if you found the cure for coronavirus, would you sell it or would you give it away for free?
Shit, give it out for free so I can enjoy my life again. What the hell?
Yeah, there was a poll on that on Twitter. And you would think it was 100%, you know, give it away for free, but no.
I mean, yeah, like, I'll be tempted to make money off it, yeah, but you can be like, you'll be so much more better off if the virus was just gone.
It's like that man, and like there is like not a, I don't know if it's a cure, but there's a pill for HIV, and he sells it for a fuck off amount of money.
And like, I can't lie, with HIV, it's a bit different because
now you can survive with it without passing it along.
Is it?
Yeah. So there's medication now that makes it you can't get it even if someone has it. It's contained, basically. No, I'm not gonna heal from it, but I won't pass it to the next person.
That's good.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't risk it anyways, but what was I gonna say before that? Yeah, like, imagine that person that finds the cure for the corona, yeah, they're there selling it, cool. Alright, now you've got money, but you can't enjoy yourself properly because nobody's gonna be doing shit. Like, everybody's on lockdown, everybody's
they're getting killed and taken.
Like, you can't in, like, no, that's, no. You wouldn't be able to do shit. There's no point.
What kingdom does Rapunzel live in? Corona is an island kingdom and the birthplace of Rapunzel. And she was a self-isolating princess.
Corona means crown.
Yeah.
They named it that because it looks like a... Apparently it looks like that because it has the, like,
the jagged edges.
Yeah.
What does Corona look like? I feel sorry for the beer, bruv. They're never coming back. Them poor people, they're never coming back.
Some people still buy it though.
Okay. No, but the Americans said they weren't going to drink it again because they thought that it somehow was implicated. You know what they're like. Of course, what does Corona look like? And the beer comes up.
You have to put COVID. Virus, put COVID 19. COVID.
Coronavirus. So, will there be an episode? I kind of get what you mean. No, I don't.
Apparently, that's where it came from. Apparently, that's why they called it that.
Why is correct? Let me quickly do that. We have 4 minutes left. Why is COVID-19 called Corona? I got no answer.
Apparently, that's what it was.
Why is COVID-19 dangerous?
Well, shit, because it's killed people.
Well, why?
I don't even know, you know. It's people that can't handle it, innit?
From the virus, the average age of death is 81.
Yeah, and them lot can't handle it. Even from a simple cold.
That's sad.
They're old, innit?
Sad. But just choose a rav. Anything can come and...
Oh yeah, US is extending travel ban to UK. You know how we was allowed. Shit, bam. When I heard we was allowed, yeah, I can't allow searching, yeah. Flight trips to go to Miami, £207. British Airways. Do you know how it can't, fam? If you want premium, call 300.
You have too much better.
What? That shit, man. No, even to go to Dubai is £300 to go there and come back, bro.
Dubai is not that expensive if you get it like at the right
no,
time.
No. But fam, not 300. You.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if I make it to Colombia in July or not. We'll see.
Yeah.
I doubt it. If we'll
there's no cases there, is there?
There's one confirmed case. Last time I checked.
Yeah, there's not a lot. So it's all the deep in it. It's all the countries that are up there, like.
Of course, because they're the ones that travel.
Yeah.
They're the ones that travel.
Yeah. Imagine if it's one of those viruses that like you know how you see their movies like they let off this this disease that is only like gonna kill off black people or kill off like. Do you get it? What if this one's for all the people that are up there? Shit.
Okay. Stay safe. Stay at home and listen to Julie.